Good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of Inside SCOM. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Inside SCOM is the production of the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM, and it comes your way here on TWR Malawi every Sunday from 1:30 in the afternoon. SCOM is a Christian movement which has branches in secondary schools, universities, as well as college campuses across Malawi. Today, we conclude the message on effectiveness in youth ministry. We'll also hear a testimony from William Scampiga and an update of what's happening in SCOM. So please, stick around. But for a start, I invite City Alight to give us a song titled, Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can see.
You are listening to Inside SCOM.
You are listening to Inside SCOM.
Until I stand with joy before the throne.
That's a song titled Yet Not I But Through Christ in Me, done by City Light, coming your way on Inside Scom here on TWR. And today you are with me, Michael Kairu. And I'll invite Erin Napala to conclude the teaching on effectiveness in youth ministry.
Now, how do we grow in our effectiveness in youth ministry? Build networks and connections. Nchito is sitting agwire muntuhari ese paeka. Number 8, refill constantly. As a youth minister, make sure iwe oso ukuzijeta usanaga jetena. Ukakatamanga uberego karebansi na weso uje. Osamangu hapa gulira ye na zintuzori wesu rani? Suja. Zisamapele wele ogawa. Didipo maasosiate ambili, tima gawa zintu ifeo nkutipele wele. Gawira wina aliese kuiwala kuti ineo nikufuni kilaso zidizo izizi. Edi? Ukakalaso ngati mena kala chamu, tika mapeleka fanta, samango tele kumango peleka. Umalandira kaya wako nikumukazika hapa. Kena kondukulandira wina, kumapitita kuti, ndikuzikonda. Tika pita kuina akotine na kuti ndikuzikonda. Situ kugani zirazaena. Umapazi ntuza ambuye, ukwenina weweo yambe uja. Uzirawe kuti zinthu zinzoko ma usana abatsena poison. So as a youth minister, utumiki umatobetsa, umachita drain, umayamwa. We need to feed ourselves first. We need to be on the lookout. We need to watch ourselves first before we watch others. Amene tidakwera ko ndege, amanena kuti in case of anything else kayampwe wasokonegera, cha oxygen chija usana veke mwana, uyambe waziveka ja. Chifukwa uli bize kuseva mwana ukozo bezori. Mwana ujaso wa sora. Onetetia kudi weyo zako zibwino. Ugubuma kena kutandize wina. Suma ya mbomanga manga bala la wina. Iweyo lako magaza kuda. Aguruluga. Antoko mpela ni manja kudi ndinua hero. You sacrifice your life for the sake of others. Yes. Koma chirunga mojage. Kumene ukozo kala ubebera. Kutuku. Ukuyamba kupata ena, iwe usana zidani, usana zitandizi. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You love yourself the same way. Meno mazikondera, ndi mene songa bezeke kuti ukunkondera wina. Antu amene amavutika kukonda ena, ndi antu amene sama atakuzikonda oka. So let's love ourselves first. Let's feed our souls. Let's study the word of God. And then, tikozo magashita kwa inao. Continuous learning. As a youth minister, you need to continue investing in your personal development. Update yourself regularly. Things are changing. Kwina agoti mango yankula siti na werenge mawa mulungu. Luke chapter 2 verse 41 to 52. The 1 Peter 5 verse 1 to 4. That's where I'm concluding. Luke chapter 2 41 to 52. 1 Peter chapter 5 1 to 4. Elders. Apart from age, one of the things that makes one an elder is responsible or responsibility. Am I right? When you have a responsibility or you have a position of leadership, it makes you an elder. Because then you have people that you are watching over or you are looking after. So Peter is admonishing the elders to look after the young ones. Monga mene ambuye agana gondera. Not lording it over them, but willingly. Not because you must. But because you want to. So you are an associate, you are a staff, we have a responsibility, we have a duty to look after those God has entrusted to us to look after. With care, knowing could one day we'll all stand before the chief shepherd. Amen. As that fusa, kuti sobano mioyo yachi nyamata yonse nangopasaja unachita nayo jani. Osati mokaka mizika, osati because we are looking for my benefits. Sometimes people get involved in youth ministry because of the benefits. Eskom ima kutra mwini. Ne muntu amabwera kukhala associate, tika ngopanga ukwati wake muntu kuti kusowa. Chifukwa mazozo ti ma associate amatuluka. Ma associate amachitana support. Kungokwatitsa ukwati muntu atani wasowa. No, we want us to do youth ministry because we want to. Because we love the Lord. Because we love them. Palibe akutika kamiza, situ kuyangana zolowa. Koma tifuna tichiite utumiki, chifukwa choti ndi chinthu choyenerera tsiku lina lake. Tikakaima pamaso pampando wakuweluza, Ambuye akanene kuti, well done, good and faithful servant. So we have looked at passage ya Yesu Kristu ali mwana. I may not be able to expound everything, chifuwa chantawi, I will just go straight to share the lessons that we can learn from that passage. Yesu wasowa, koma wakapezeka mchalichi. Chimene chena nkokela kuchalichi, nkukakala pakati pakula akulu, it was because he wanted to learn something. He wanted to understand something. He knew this is my father's house, but he wanted to understand how business is done in his father's house. So he was willing to learn. He was willing to sit down and listen. He was willing to ask questions. You are a young person. God sometimes connects us in the antawawa. You can't sit under Mr. Joshua Njenga and your life remains the same as a young person. It means you don't even know what you want. There are things that you can learn from him. Ask questions. We have elders among us. Ask questions. Don't let anyone come and go. Munthone nakute alusamo moyomu. Alindizin huzote tukozo upuzirako and we don't even ask questions. Take the initiative. Amene tirashi nyamarafi. Am I speaking to somebody here? Take initiatives. Approach people. Those that are elders. Ask questions. Zima enda bwanji. Zima rani. Andisa ankakuti ndikale chea kubranchi watu. Sindu uzozo tindi ambirapati. Tanduze. Ask questions. Jesus was willing to learn. The other thing, there was a space for him. There was a platform. There was an environment where he could ask questions, where he could listen to the elders teaching. So as elders, we didn't know what is to create that platform. The other lesson we can get from there, the teachers were available and they were willing to teach and respond to Jesus' questions. Aganata kungodi mwana iweso ndewa jogera kutiso. Awawande akulu akulu asunagogi. Aganata kumtamangisa mosa vuda. But they sat there, responded to his questions, and they gave him even a chance. Because they gave him that chance. Create room for people, young people, to ask questions. And if fail, tiripo, kutitikosa kuyanka mafuswao, kumaso kwaponzi sasintu zwiri zidatu. Zamoyo. Number four, on that one, Jesus' questions to his parents tell us more about what mattered to him more than the response they were probably expecting from him. Verse number 49, why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? Magolo afusafuso, wadizunziranji mwanai. Inendaba mbuwa kutafutika kukutani, kukufuna funa. But Jesus had communicated something to them. What mattered to him more than just being their son was to be in his father's house. And Mary understood that. Sometimes when we give them a chance to ask questions, we get to know and understand the things that really matter to them. So conference kuterabo. We may not even know what is troubling them. It is an issue. Sometimes amazafusa because they are seeking validation. Let's understand. Wafusiranji. Pena baga mankala kungofuna chidindo. Affirmation. Mugangodi e. Azika banka. Jufwa pena makata kubanga gali. Nzola kuika eri. Kukala bachibwezi yoti siti kugona nanashu. Koma mo. Angofuna kumveni kuti munena ama kauta dinacho kale ndi afuna aone kuti ndiwe muyankhano kuti chani. So tisaphekese mafuso amene achinyamata amafunsa. So as we get closer to them, allowing them the space to listen and ask questions, we get to understand what matters to them so that we can guide them properly. As people who have been called into student ministry, we should understand that the student time, the years that they are on campus as a student, is a period of transition. It is a very formative phase of life, shaping people's values, goals, lifestyle for the rest of their life. A period in which students develop a worldview, a Christian worldview that integrates their studies, job, career, relationships, marriage, and family. They form that worldview. And in all of that, ongoing mentoring for evangelism, discipleship, and training plays an important role. Therefore, we should not undermine the work that we are doing. We should not make light our contribution in the process of shaping their destinies. and that of society. And because of that, we must handle our calling with excellency and fear. Being trusted with the responsibility of shaping somebody's destiny. Whatever they become, we must handle that with excellency, with diligence, with fear and trembling. Let's do a good job. We should be comfortable. Ati nyamatawa, tingu harenga kuti mwina mkutega mmozi mwai wazakala president wadzikole. Ambuya tango uta kutegula maso. Mkuona kutuko ma mwana uyu azakala president wadzikolino. How much can you do for him or her? Obviously, majitidua tatani, asiana. Ambuya tango uta kutegula maso kutuko maru uyu ndamena azakale mpongo zuwani. Mura. So, let's invest in them as much as possible because we want to have a better future. Because in them, tukuona zibongo zatu, tukuona mafumu atu, tukuona maempi atu kutogoloku, tukuona even azibusa atu, tukuona kaya ziraliko siyana siyana. And let's do a good job today. We may not have absolute control over the final outcome of our work. There's no guarantee that all of them will become who we want them to become. Our duty is to invest in them. Our duty is to do a good job regardless of who or what they are going to become. And it is Jesus menes because we want to, because we are willing, because we love them. Can we pray? Our God and our Father, thank you so much for this time. Mwati pozita, mwati yankula. Mulungu bene timalephera kwa matithandizeni tikhale zotengera zanu zimene mufuna tikhale ku ulemerero wa dzina lanu. You have entrusted us with the responsibility of walking alongside the youth, empowering them, equipping them to be reliable citizens, faithful members of the church, to mentor them, to become who you want them to be. Lord, we pray. On our own, we cannot make it. We need your power. We need your grace. Where we don't do right, we don't do well, we pray you help us to do better to the glory and honor of your holy name. And thank you so much for all the young people you've allowed us to encounter and to assist in their walk with you. We pray, God, you continue to bring more young people to us so that we can impact them for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That's the voice of Erin Napala, who was teaching on effectiveness in youth ministry.
Hello, I am Patrick Kaudzu, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for our testimony segment, and today we're going to hear from William Skampika.
I'm William Skampika, a teacher by profession. I teach physics and chemistry, mathematics. Currently, I'm staying in Chilobwe, Blantyre.
When did you become born again?
I became born again, that was around 2016. It was during a SCOM service. That time I was in Form 2, so that's when I joined the SCOM, and exactly so the same period that I got born again. I remember before then, I stayed about 3 years before I joined any church. So I had stopped going to my previous church. That was around 2012. So I stayed about 3 years. 2015, then I rejoined a church. But before then, it was my classmate. My classmate invited for a SCOM service. So I went there. I think we were meeting. That was around Thursday after classes. This is Matibu Community Day Secondary School in Natenje, Lilongwe.
So how was SCOM at the Matibu CDSS?
Quite interesting. It was vibrant, very impactful, because I remember when I joined I had no regrets of going back, and I think that revived my life. At the end of 2016, I was elected as the prayer director. Then 2017, I was now elected as the chairperson. So I served as a chairperson for 2 years, 2017 to 2018.
Any memorable moments for you in SCOM at secondary school?
I have a lot that I may share. My first impactful event was the Easter conference. That was at Lilongwe Girls Secondary School. That was my very first Easter conference to attend. So the moment that I shared from that time up to now, I still find the great, great lessons that are always shared from time to time, that are always impactful, not only to our lives, but to whosoever is who is connected to us.
Now, going to college, what program were you doing and which university?
I did Bachelor of Education Sciences. I majored in physics. I minored in mathematics in Domas College of Education in Zomba. So when I joined the Domas College, I remember the very first week, I had to find out from the continuing students all the details concerning SCOM. And I was actually the very first person that attended my first service. And I met George Galauza, who was then serving as the secretary. And he was very, very shocked to see that I was very active. And I remember we had a blackout. And it was almost like I've been there for some years. But to me, I was just continuing from maybe my experience during secondary school. And I saw SCOM as a family. So it was nothing strange for me because it was family. And I had rejoined another family. I've had different lessons. SCOM has exposed me to different opportunities and different heights, different potentials that has been cultivated within me. Mm-hmm. And from that time, I remember second year, I was elected as the Bible study coordinator. I was serving with my friend Enifa. Third year, I was then elected as the chairperson, in which I think it's the same year that I was also elected as the chairperson for Eastern Region, UCS, which also gave me an opportunity to serve in the national executive from then. So since then, it has been an impactful journey for me. And I don't think my life can be that clear without a SCOM.
Yeah, so tell us how SCOM impacted your life.
Spiritually and again, leadership-wise. If you read my story, as I've shared, from secondary school, I've been serving different leadership positions. That gave me a chance to understand myself and to understand the potential that I carry within me. So up to now, I see myself to do very great in terms of leadership. I've come to understand I have a strong drive for people, whosoever is connected around me, and helping them and carry the work of God upon their life. One thing that I was stay attributed to SCOM is my leadership journey.
You are out of college. Do you have any plans to continue serving in SCOM?
Yeah, very. I joined the SCOM when I just graduated from secondary school. Because to me, I was like, whatever happened in my life, I will serve SCOM. So that was part of me continuing the work of God. While I'm waiting for college, I'll have to continue serving in SCOM. And that time we were establishing SCOM of Subzone, Natenji SCOM of Subzone. Our chair was Wallace Chidima. I didn't even hesitate when I finished my undergraduate studies to continue serving in SCOM. So currently I'm still serving SCOM with Brandeis SCOM.
Finally, what would be your last word?
My word of encouragement, I should start with the secondary school students who are always active on campus, but as soon as they finish their studies, they forget about SCOM. They join college. I've seen so many friends who were active on campus, but once they were in college, they completely forgot or stopped being active in SCOM. And the very same stories that impacted their life is a call for them to continue serving others. Because I feel like the best way we can pay back all the good deeds that others render to us is to extend the same to others. I always feel it wise that we extend the work of God through SCOM. When you are in college, continue serving SCOM. Continue impacting lives around secondary school students. And again, you are finally out of school, college. Continue working with SCOM. Because if you treasure the impact SCOM has had on you, you surely extend the same to others. And there will be nothing that will stop you from ministering and serving with SCOM. This is the work of God. The only thing that we can do is to obey and self. Let's continue serving God with SCOM.
That was a testimony coming from Williams Camp.
My name is Agnes Mwangwela, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for what's happening in SCOM. Kasungu SCOMAF has organized joint meetings this coming Saturday, 1st February 2025, at the following schools: Tuntama Osent CDSS, Chimbowe CDSS, Chitenje CDSS, and Mziza Mission Secondary School. So if you happen to be close to any of these schools, you can be part of these joint meetings. That's what we had time for in today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony or SCOM activities that are happening in your area, please let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this edition on our website, which is www.scommalawi.org. Remember to like and follow our Facebook page, and its link is facebook.com/scom.mw. And the page name is SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi. And there you'll be able to get more updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, we'll bring to you another edition of Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaito.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.